You're listening to the LA Business Journal's weekly podcast.
Hi, this is Jerry Sullivan, editor of the Los Angeles Business Journal, and here's an update on some of the stories in this week's issue. A 566,000-square-foot outlet mall isn't the only thing on the drawing board for a 157-acre former landfill in Carson. Our Shwanika Narayan has more on page one. A new biotech startup at UCLA aims to cut the time between scientific discovery and pharmaceutical drug development by combining a diverse group of research scientists as company owners. The largest commercial real estate brokerage firms in Los Angeles County eked out a slight gain in 2017 when it came to the total value of sales and lease deals. A dietary health company based in Beverly Grove is selling less as more in the form of a patented diet that mimics fasting. Patrick Soon-Shiong's move to take a minority stake in Culver City-based video game maker Daybreak Game Company seems to emphasize the bioscience billionaire-turned-media mogul's instinctive side. Richard Pink is playing it by the numbers and keeping family in mind as Pink's Hot Dogs prepares to mark 78 years in business. That's what Sullivan says on page 3. Our style page examines why downtown investment banker Lloyd Greif is deco debonair. Remember, you can always get local business news on our website, labusinessjournal.com, and sign up to get email newsletters, one in the morning and another in the afternoon. And you can sign up to get our Silicon Beach Report, an email that keeps you up to date on all the happenings in LA's tech scene. Thanks for listening. This is Jerry Sullivan.